You can always be part of the show, of course, calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. And you can direct message us. Now, listen, if we want to talk about it on air, we'll ask your permission. We're not going to do it with you saying no. And that's kind of the case we have here where somebody said, yeah, I actually would like if you brought it up on the Joe and Alex show. Once again, it's at Joe and Alex show on Twitter and Instagram to send us a DM. Make sure you give us a follow. But this is a PG-13, kind of an adult content conversation. So if you do have kiddos in the car, hopefully you can come back in a few, but maybe you want to turn down the radio and just have a nice family talk or something. Alex, why don't you actually kind of get into the direct message that we did receive?
All right. So Mackenzie asked if you'd have an intimate relationship with someone who and tells you they're very forthcoming with the fact that they have herpes. She has been talking to this guy, I think she said like two and a half months. So now they are ready to flip pancakes. The other night he said, just so you know, because they were kind of, the conversation started getting sexier. And he just said, I think you should know before, you know, this weekend, if we end up doing that, you should know that I have herpes. And so she's like, oh my God, I really like this guy. He was honest with me. Some of my friends are saying it's not that big of a deal. Like, you just don't do it when there's a breakout. As long as he's wearing protection, then, you know, you can't catch it. So as long as you're doing that, you should be okay. But like, if you wear protection and if you knew someone did, would you have intimate relations with them?
I'm not a medical expert, but obviously just to throw this out there to cover our butts, whatever we say, we don't know if it's 100% accurate. Because I think,
I don't know anything.
I think as far as even if the person doesn't have an outbreak and they you have a condom, I still think it is possible. I mean, condoms are just, you know, they're not fail proof.
Right.
Or even if they maybe do have an outbreak, it's not guaranteed to protect you from that. I had a good friend. She was my buddy's girlfriend, but I was really close to her too. Plus, I had a crush on her. But she hooked up with her ex when she was single. And he was an a-hole because he knew he had herpes and he didn't tell her, and she got it. And she still currently has it, and she'll have it for the rest of her life.
I'm pretty sure he can go to jail for that. I can't remember what it's called. But
I would love for him to go to jail because that's a terrible thing to give anybody anything.
If you knowingly give someone an STD or an illness like that, I think that might be some kind of...
like crime, sexual crime, yeah. Now, you can call in and be anonymous. Maybe you're a doctor in the medical field. Don't jump down our throats. We're trying to have a conversation here and trying to get solutions just like anybody else and talk about something which is definitely an awkward freaking conversation to have. 833-JOE-ALEX. Now, me personally, and this sounds terrible, I don't know... I might be hesitant. Real about it. You wouldn't be hesitant if somebody had something?
I wouldn't. And what was interesting to me is
I'm so surprised to hear that, by the way.
Really?
You would have a relationship with somebody?
No. I wouldn't.
Oh, okay. That's what I meant. Like, I don't think I'd be friends with somebody. I just don't know if I'd want to have a sexual side
of it.
Of
course you're friends with them. Yeah. No, I wouldn't want to have sex with them. And
why?
So Mackenzie...
I'd be afraid that somehow I might catch it.
I'm just, no thanks. I don't want to take the chance.
But here's the thing. If you're not going if you're not going to have sex with someone until you're married...
They would have to disclose that.
Wouldn't you... No.
No.
Like, or like, wouldn't, if you're marrying someone,
right,
it's like you're going to be with them for life, so yeah, who cares?
I don't want that, though.
I think it's reasonable.
So interesting.
I think it's reasonable. People are fine. You're a normal person. A lot of, for example, like Magic Johnson has AIDS and he's still living just fine, or HIV. Like, my point is not that you're a different person, you're not a good person. It's just like you still could catch that. And I could see why somebody or someone say, you know what, I just wouldn't want to.
If I have the choice, if I'm choosing to marry someone, and I have the opportunity to not marry someone who has an STD that I'm going to get, I would rather marry the person.
Soulmate?
Well, hopefully, you know, that does not happen, because that would suck. But like, I guess Mackenzie, the girl who DM'd us, she said that when she brought this up to her friends, some of them said, you know, yeah, for sure, do not hook up with him, like end things with him. And then her other friends were telling her, you are such a hoity-toity, you know, high maintenance type of girl. That's so rude of you to say, I won't have sex with him just because he has this. As long as he's protecting himself and stuff, why are you better than him? That's what her friends were telling her. I was like, what?
Yeah, I kind of get that, because I actually have a friend who I know. I have a guy friend who has herpes, and my other friend, my best friend, was very interested in him. And I actually didn't know that he had herpes until she told me, but he was single for a really long time and I didn't know why. And his girlfriend at the time cheated on him and got herpes. They hooked up and now he had herpes. It's not like he was fooling around with a bunch of
girls. It
doesn't
make you a bad person if you have anything.
Right, but then why judge him?
Why do you have to agree to have it too?
No, but what I'm saying is so she, this girl, and my friend is not a virgin. It's not like she was saving herself for marriage. She does fool around and flip pancakes with guys she's dating. She still was like, he's a really good person. I'm so interested in him. He has everything I'm looking for him. I'm not going to put a scarlet letter on him just because he has this.
When, no thanks.
It was out of his control.
And this is Reese. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Reese, what's going on? What do you want to say?
Yeah, I just had a funny comment. There's somebody out there for everybody because one of my best girlfriends, her parents met at a herpes support group.
No way.
Yes, girl.
Well, see, that is a good idea. I think if you have something like that, that is a great idea. Go to a support group and meet someone else with it. Then you both have it. And it's not a big deal. But that is so interesting. I can't believe that. Thanks for telling us that.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on?
I actually have herpes as well. And I've had it, like I said, since 2011. And I believe the boyfriend I was with at the time didn't tell me and had it. And I actually talked to my husband now about on our first date. He was okay with it. We've been preventative and he doesn't have it. I take medicine every day to help prevent breakouts and things like that.
So even when you take the medicine, then you're able to have unprotected sex with him and he doesn't get it?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, hey, thank you for having the courage to call in and share that. Hey, I want to get to some more calls. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Once again, I want to put a little disclaimer out there. Definitely an adult conversation that we wanted to have here. So if you got a young one, maybe come back in about 5-10 minutes and we'll be back to our usual hijinks. But the conversation we're having right now is from a direct message we got from a listener, and you can do the same thing. If you have a conversation that you want us to talk about, hit us up at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. And it has to do with, do you flip pancakes to somebody? Like, this person's been dating them for a while and found out that they have herpes. I think it's a genuine conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX that we can have here. 833-563-2539. Let's go to Summer. Hey, Summer, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What'd you want to say?
I just wanted to say medically, it is very important to not have any type of sexual contact with a person, whether they're protected or not, when they have an outbreak. Now, on a personal opinion, I heard you guys say that she had friends that were claiming she was uppity. Look, contracting an STD of any nature is about protecting your health. It's right. about protecting yourself and your life. And these people that are getting STDs are making a choice at that moment not to protect their life. Personally, I would dip. I'm out. I can't risk my life or my health to someone, whether they were honest about it or not. There's a lot of people out here with it. Go date someone like that. So
can
you don't have to worry about it.
Explain that to Liv then?
Getting it to someone else.
I have a question.
And it's important to get tested regardless of whether you're switching partners out or not. People lie. People cheat. You don't know what someone may be doing regardless of whether you trust them or not.
That's a good
point. Getting
tested. Summer, Liv the Web Girl's got a question for you, so hang on.
So are you a medical professional?
Yes, I am.
So are you a nurse, a doctor?
I'm a medical assistant.
You're a medical assistant, so I have a question. So is it true, because I've heard this might just be a rumor, is it true that even if someone is wearing protection, if they're, they can still get a STD?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you're saying it's their choice. It's their choice. Right, it's their choice. It's their choice to not wear protection. But what if they are wearing protection? And that still happens.
That's a risk that you take when you choose to when you choose to flip pancakes in general. You are making the choice
you
that you could have a baby
STD.
And you can get an STD every time.
No, absolutely.
Every time.
Absolutely. So what I'm saying is I think that if someone is unknown, they think they know a person and they are dating someone and they're wearing protection and they happen to get an STD, what makes that person less of a person?
We never said it's less of a person.
But you're not giving them an equal.
person.
You're
but
not
at
giving
this
them
point,
an equal
you
chance.
Have made the choice to not protect yourself. So now you have something that could be harmful to me, and I'm going to make the choice to protect myself against
that. I think you're not
making myself better than you. It's just protecting my own health.
But Joe and Alex are not giving them an equal chance as to someone
neither
that does that.
I don't have to. She's saying you don't have to. You don't. You don't have to give them an equal chance.
You guys.
You don't have to give them an equal chance.
I think
no longer equal chance.
Well, then,
because
if you want to go do that, you can.
I
don't think anybody listening. I have friends that have herpes, and I think they're just normal people, and they're my brothers and sisters. I will hang out with them and do anything normal. I would, if I was single, I would not sleep with a girl that I know that has that.
It's like, why does it matter? I don't understand why it matters.
I don't want to run the risk of catching it.
Even if you're married, and even if they're on medicine, and even when they know when they have outbreaks, if they have an outbreak once every 18 months, like that one person said, and she's on medicine.
That's my opinion. It doesn't matter. You don't have to like
it.
Can you only get it if someone has an outbreak? Can you only catch it if someone has an outbreak?
Yes, you can catch it only when someone has an outbreak. But like I said,
but outbreaks can look like an ingrown hair.
They can get risk though, because say they have an outbreak during a time where you're having sex with them. Say something happens, you don't know, never know when this outbreak is going to happen. Dude said the last anonymous caller said it happens when they're stressed out. Say something during sex stresses them out, and then he has an outbreak and don't realize it, and you're having sex with them. I'm just saying.
It can happen that fast, an outbreak.
No, now we're breaking it down like really far. I don't think it can.
I'm just curious.
I know. Well, I'm saying.
She's a medical professional, so I'm going to ask
the medical professional on the phone. We have to move along. Okay. Like, that's the only reason why I can't take any more calls after this.
Can I, one more question for this girl.
You're really stretching
it. Does anyone ever die of herpes? Is that possible? I really don't know. I'm asking. Can you die of herpes?
You cannot really die from herpes.
What's the most extreme other side effect besides an outbreak that can happen from herpes medically?
On a medical stance,
fertility, maybe
people have there's possibilities of reproduction issues,
newborn infection.
Meaning the person could go sterile. There's different situations with blindness. It can also affect nerve systems in your brain.
Did not know that.
Necessarily will you die from herpes, but it is, if without treatment, there is major setbacks. Yeah, there are major issues to that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hey, appreciate the call. Alex, I know you're a virgin, but let's put this out here. Two big things in the news. This story, obviously, with the herpes or measles. Would you not rather sleep with somebody that's got herpes or it's got measles right now?
What did you just say? Sorry, I'm distracted by Jules just tweeted us and said, man, Liv is so emotionally invested in this topic, it makes me believe she has
it,
LOL.
The only reason I am is because I know so many people that do have it.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me sad for them because I feel like they're not given an equal chance.
This is why we should all be abstinent until marriage.
That's right.
Yeah, honestly, that would solve a ton of issues. I think you're right.
All right, well then right now, at this very moment,
let's all take an oath.
Put your hands in.
I don't want to touch any of you. You might have herpes.
Hey, you know what, Alex? Seriously, put it in here right now. All right, we're born again. Thank you, Lord.
That's what that was for.
What do you think we were doing? Playing Thumb War? Get out of here.